Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, and we got a special Wednesday for you for a couple of reasons, but it's open forum today. Usually, almost every time, Tuesdays and Thursdays are open forum days, but today, Wednesday, we're going to open up both hours to any question you have about the Catholic faith. Questions having to do with morals, having to do with the teachings of the church, the history of the church, all these things are welcome. And you don't have to be Catholic to call. As a matter of fact, we love to get calls from non-Catholics. If you got a question about what we Catholics believe or do, or how we justify what we believe and do, 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. Our guest this hour is our senior apologist here at Catholic Answers and the author of A Daily Defense, 365 Days Plus One to Becoming a Better Apologist, Jimmy Akin. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Cy. You know, we have something else going on today besides just the question answering we're going to be doing.
I suspected that, Jimmy.
Yeah. It's our quarterly fund drive. So once every quarter, every 3 months, we take Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to ask you to support Catholic Answers and all of its work, and in particular, Catholic Answers Live as part of that. You'll be hearing the ways you can support us multiple times throughout the show, both hours today. You can call 888-291-8000, and we have basically the whole staff of Catholic Answers manning the phones, ready to take your donation because we want to make it as easy and pleasant as possible. You can also go to CatholicAnswersLive.com, and even if you're hearing us delayed, like say you're listening to us as a podcast, you can go to CatholicAnswersLive.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can go and to that location on the web and donate no matter what country you're in. We know we have lots of international listeners, and you can help Catholic Answers Live keep going forward by going to CatholicAnswersLive.com. This hour, we have a challenge from a very generous donor who has put up $10,000 and is challenging the audience to help us make that goal this hour. So we don't have a lot of time in order to rise to the challenge. So by all means, please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, the number is 888-291-8000. I can see that we have lots of lines open right now. So people are standing by and waiting to take your call.
That's 888-291-8000. And you should know that CatholicAnswersLive.com is a mobile-friendly website. So if you're out and you just got your phone there with you or something, you can use it there. And it's very quick. In a couple of minutes, it will be done. Just go to CatholicAnswersLive.com.
Or you could use your phone to call 888-291-8000 as well.
Do people still call on their phones? I thought that was ancient history, Jimmy. 888-291-8000. Catholic Answers, we celebrated our 20th anniversary recently, and it has grown into an apostolate that serves people all around the world. Among the things that we do serving people all around the world is we have a line that folks can call. People can email questions in. So many of the ways in which Catholic Answers is sharing the fullness of the Catholic faith are one-to-one. But we also publish books and pamphlets and a magazine, and we have conferences, and with real a great privilege and great honor, we also have this radio program that goes out to hundreds of radio stations at no charge to the radio station. And that's basically how Catholic radio works, is that we've got to raise our own funds to produce this program. The radio stations raise funds to stay in existence as radio stations, to pay all their electric bills and all that. So you do have to support, if you really want to support Catholic radio, support your local station. And now we come to you to ask to support the programming that's made available. Anybody, anywhere in the world can take this program and put it on their radio station absolutely free, whether they are in Timbuktu or right here in San Diego.
Yeah. So if we're not on a particular station, it's not because we aren't making the program available for free. We really want to be able to do that for people. But in order for that to happen, we do need your support.
888-291-8000 is the number. A $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match means that if you any donation of any size today is going to be doubled up to $10,000. We want to use up that entire $10,000. We don't want to leave anything that was available to us unused. We have a whole bunch of lines. I haven't counted them. It looks like about 14 or 15 lines. The way that that works, just so you know, is when you call, you're going to talk to somebody who works right here in this building. Everybody who's working on the show is in here doing the show right now. Everybody else in the building is at their desk answering phones. That includes our president, Chris Check. That includes apologists like Tim Staples picking up the phone. So you never know who you're going to get, but you will get someone to whom this ministry means the world. And we're so grateful when you do call. Let's fill up those lines now, because we are going to take time to go to callers. We're not going to neglect our usual work today. 888-291-8000 is the number. And every dollar pledged or given today, whether it's online at CatholicAnswersLive.com or via phone at 888-291-8000, is matched dollar for dollar this hour up to $10,000. As we said before, it is open forum. So any question you have on the Catholic faith is welcome. We start with Craig in Savannah, Georgia, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. And I'll just say this, Craig, before we go to your question, that app is another thing. I mean, we're trying to be everywhere you can be in the public space to share the good news, to share the fullness of the Catholic faith. And there you go. Thanks, Craig, for downloading the app. Your question for Jimmy.
Hey, good afternoon, Jimmy. I love the app, by the way, guys. It's awesome. With regard to the question, I got a friend of mine who is a Protestant, mm-hmm. who we go back and forth about the Bible and the canon within the New Testament. And his argument is that the church at the Council of Nicaea did not have to close a canon because there wasn't much there. It was they already had what they're going to put into it, and there was no idea of other gospels, other word letters out there to put together. So I was wondering how true that is, and if the Council of Nicaea really had to go through a lot of stuff to figure out which books they put into the Bible and the order.
Okay, now did I hear correctly that you're asking specifically about the New Testament?
Yes, sir. My friend is Pentecostal.
Uh huh.
And his thing is that the whole difference of what's in the Old Testament is something that we go back and forth to, but I figured just focus on the New Testament.
Okay, so. The Council of Nicaea didn't do anything to establish the canon of the New Testament. As far as we can tell from the historical accounts of the council that survived, they didn't issue any rulings about what goes into the New Testament. there were other councils later in the 4th century that did enumerate books of the New Testament as well as the Old Testament. But Nicaea in 325 was not one of those. Now, it's true that there were certain books of the New Testament that very early, very quickly established a canonical status for themselves in the churches. Examples of those would include the Gospel of Matthew, which was together with John the most popular of the four Gospels in the early centuries. There were apparently some doubts about John in some quarters, but Matthew was universally received right from the beginning. Also, the core of Paul's literature, the Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians and Galatians, what in German is called the Hauptbrief, that was also very easily, very early accepted as canonical. But then there are other works that there were some doubts about that eventually did make it into the canon. And they include things like 2 Peter, 2 and 3 John, the Book of Revelation, the Book of Hebrews. These books are kind of, in a way, New Testament deuterocanonicals. They weren't included immediately as quickly as the others. And there were doubts about them in some places. And actually, those doubts continued through the age of the Council of Nicaea and onwards a little bit. In fact, the early church historian Eusebius of Caesarea, who was at the Council of Nicaea, he in his church history talks about the different books and places them in different categories based on the level of confidence that they do or don't belong in the canon. And he doesn't accept all of the New Testament deuterocanonicals. He'll say these are doubtful. Then there are books that are kind of on the other side that didn't make it into the canon, but some people thought they should. And examples of those would include First Clement by Clement of Rome, or The Shepherd of Hermas, which was a kind of early work of prophecy that was kind of early private revelation. And so there were some additional books that didn't make it in that some people thought should, and there was some flux even in the early 4th century when Nicaea met. By the end of the 4th century, though, the modern 27-book New Testament canon had been agreed upon almost everywhere. There were still doubts, like in the East, in the Syriac-speaking community about the Book of Revelation. But the great majority of Christians, if you'd said name the books of the New Testament, would have named the 27 that we consider New Testament scriptures today. And that was originally something that was it developed by consensus, and then over the course of time, the church formalized that in various councils. It didn't happen at an ecumenical council, though, until the Council of Florence in the 1400s, and then Trent definitely made it infallible. But some local councils, like at Hippo and Carthage, as early as the late 4th century, had endorsed the 27-book canon as well.
Okay, Craig?
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you very, very much. Craig, we appreciate the call, and we'll remind folks that we have a $10,000 match this hour. We're not going to spend the whole hour fundraising, but for a few minutes each hour for today and tomorrow, we are going to come to you and present our need to you. And it is a need. We're not raising money for any luxuries or anything like that. We raise money to operate for the next 3 months. And we are trying to establish enough of a cushion so that we can embark on new efforts, whether those are in the making of new films, DVDs, that kind of thing, whether it's
new podcasts, new programming.
Right.
And Craig from Savannah, whose question we just answered, he listens by the app.
Yeah.
Well, we have a new app in development.
Yeah.
And we need people's help to support that, as well as all of the work of Catholic Answers. I can see right now we only have a couple of people on the line, so we got lots of lines open for you. The number to call, 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. But we do need to hear from you, because we've got this $10,000 challenge, and as of right now, there's only about 45 minutes left in this hour, and so we need to get moving on that.
888-291-8000. The other nice thing is, at the moment, as Jimmy said, most of the lines are not utilized, and by the end of the hour, you might get a busy signal and have to wait. So we don't want you to have to wait. Just pick up that phone and call. They will get you through very quickly if you want. If you prefer not to be thanked on the air, because we're going to be thanking some people in a minute, just tell them that. You don't want to hear your name on the air, but otherwise we do love to thank people like Jerry from South Dakota, who made a $200 pledge, which for us is $400 because every pledge is matched this hour. Catherine from Kentucky, $100 pledge is $200 for us. Bernardino from Texas, April from Ohio, each $25 pledges. Those are $50 for us. See how that works? Anne Marie, $30 monthly in Melrose, New Mexico. That becomes $60 every month for us. Maria in Texas, thank you for your $50 gift. Carleen in Oregon, thank you for your $20 gift. All of those are being matched dollar for dollar. I see lines beginning to fill up, but we're about at half now. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. And I would like to say this, that when you do call and you support, whether it's your local station or you just support Catholic Answers Live, today or tomorrow, you really are part of something revolutionary. I mean, we as Catholics, I think we all admit that there were decades of a kind of a desert of Catholic voices on radio across the United States. We just weren't there. Protestant evangelicals, Protestant preachers did a great job of using a radio as a medium. We Catholics didn't. And we're bit by bit, we're getting there. I mean, right now, we just saw a list the other day. I think it was 360 stations carry this program every
but
afternoon.
As Catholics in Catholic radio, we're playing catch-up with evangelical radio.
Right. But
which is another reason that we need your support.
But what we find is that there – I mean, I suppose one of the big groups to be evangelized is Catholics themselves and to be catechized. But many Catholics have not been given answers about what their faith is when they were younger. That's what we're doing every day here. We hear from people all the time. I mean, I've got folks in front of me right now who I'm looking at their donations that they made, like Elaine in Yuma, Arizona. Her husband became Catholic last Easter, and he got her to start listening to Catholic radio. She made a $25 a month donation. Thank you, Elaine, for that. 888-291-8000 is the number. We together are doing this. Nobody can do it alone. I suppose the one person who could do it alone has passed on now. That's probably Mother Angelica. She never did it alone. She said, put it between the gas bill and the electric bill,
right,
your donation. It's kind of an awakening, really. Catholics getting into the public sphere to share the good news and the fullness of the good news. 888-291-8000 is the number.
And we have some things we'd like to send you as thank you gifts. And actually, I have copies of them right here. One of the things that we would like to send you as a thank you gift when you support Catholic Answers at, I believe it's $18 a month.
Yeah, $18 a month.
Is a copy of Scott Hahn's book, The First Society, The Sacrament of Matrimony and the Restoration of the Social Order. As you know, the theme of family is something that Scott writes very passionately about. It's something that's very much on his mind. And he is an excellent exponent of the concept of family. And if you want to find out the insights that he's included in this new book, by all means, please support Catholic Answers Live, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. And if you're able to support us at $18 a month, we would love to send you a copy. Also, we would like to send you Peter Kreef's new book, 40 Reasons I Am a Catholic. And Peter Kreef is, as you know, one of the best-known living philosophers and Catholic apologists. He's been writing about the Catholic faith for years, and he covers the Catholic faith in a very easy-to-read – despite the fact he's a philosopher, he doesn't use lots of egg-headed terminology. He really breaks it down and tries to make it easy to understand and fun to read, and he's a very creative, dynamic writer. So if you'd like to find out the 40 reasons he's a Catholic – and he didn't used to be. He used to be an evangelical.
Oh.
Then by all means, give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. And if you're able to support us at $18 a month or more, we'll be sending you Peter Kreef's 40 Reasons I'm a Catholic as well. It's actually, despite the fact it's 40 reasons, it's a rather thin book. So it's a quick read and something you should really enjoy. And you'll have the satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting the work of Catholic Answers and you're helping get us to that $10,000 matching challenge this hour. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000. I can see we have lines open, 888-291-8000.
We go now to Ellie in New Orleans, Louisiana, listening on Ave Maria Radio there. Ellie, you are on with Jimmy Akin. Your question, please. Ellie, are you there with us?
Yes.
You have a question for Jimmy?
At communion time, why does the priest mix water with wine?
Okay. This is a very ancient custom, and it may have actually been something that Jesus did on the night of the first Mass at the Last Supper, because in the ancient world, wine was often sold in a kind of concentrated form, and then people would dilute it with water to make it more drinkable. And so we actually see references to that happening in the Bible, in the Old Testament in particular. And since we know that was a practice that existed in the ancient world to dilute the wine to make it more drinkable, it's possible that Jesus or someone at the Last Supper may have actually done it at the Last Supper. Over time, people began to see a special meaning in this. And some of the early church fathers would say, well, even though they in their day would also just dilute wine to make it more drinkable, they would ascribe a spiritual meaning to it in the Mass and say that the wine represents Jesus and the water represents the people that he saves. So it represents humanity. And over the course of centuries, as people reflected on that, they proposed other meanings for it, such as – but they tend to reflect that theme of the mingling of divinity and humanity. And sometimes you'll hear people say it means the mingling of the divine and the human in Jesus himself. And so that's another thing that's been suggested. And something along those lines, either the mingling of God and humanity in Jesus himself or the coming together of Jesus and the people he saves is hinted at in the words that the priest says when he mingles them just before the consecration. There's a prayer he says quietly, which goes, "By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ who humbled himself to share in our humanity." And so even though there are different ways of looking at this, that mingling of the divine and the human, of God and man coming together in some way is how the church understands the mingling of the water and wine, that it's a symbol of that.
Does that help you, Ellie?
Yes.
Okay, Ellie, how old are you, Ellie?
Nine.
Well, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling with the question. If you have another one, will you call us back again sometime?
Okay.
Okay, good deal.
All right, thanks, Ellie. She sounds thrilled with that idea.
Yeah, she's very excited.
Yeah, very. Victoria in Owensboro, Kentucky, watching on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us on Facebook. Victoria, your question for Jimmy.
Hi, guys. I want to thank you for your apostolate and encourage anyone who hasn't given to give whatever you can give to this much-needed apostolate.
Thank you, Victoria.
Your work is so important. I have a comment before my question. My comment is that about the Lazarus thing, I'm the one who actually posted that. I have been to Cyprus many times, and
you're referring to something that came up in the comments thread on Facebook during our pre-show.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, before the show started, mm-hmm. There is a church there in Larnaca, Cyprus, dedicated to Lazarus. The tradition goes back to the 8th century. His sarcophagus is there. The tradition says that he was being persecuted by the Pharisees and the church leaders, the Jewish church leaders in Jerusalem
Victoria, just so you know, we're coming up on a hard break where we're going to have to go, and I want to be able to answer your question. So I understand you're saying that there is a church in Cyprus that is regarded by some as being the grave of Lazarus. Thanks for that. What's your question?
It's an early tradition. Yes. My question is, do the angels, I know the angels see God in heaven. Do they share in the divine nature?
It depends on what you mean by share in the divine nature. In a certain sense, every creature shares various aspects of the divine nature because God is the source and has in himself the fullness of all perfections that are then reflected in a tiny, finite way by each of the creatures that he's made. So just like a lion is strong, well, God is strong and stronger yet. He's omnipotent. But a lion, by the strength that it does have, reflects something of the divine nature and in some sense, in that way, participates in it. Humans are able, through redemption in Jesus Christ, to come to participate in a fuller way in the divine nature where we share what are called God's communicable attributes, things like holiness. Even though we're never going to be holy in exactly the same way that God is, God, over the course of the Christian life, makes us holier, and thus we come to have a greater share in the divine nature. And St. Peter refers to that about how we come to be partakers in the divine nature. We never acquire the full divine nature. We're never going to be infinite beings like God is. But we do come to be more godly or godlike as we grow in holiness and as other things happen to us over the course of our eternal lives, because we're told that you know, when Jesus comes back, we'll see him as he is and we'll be like him. So we'll be even more like him at that time. So that's how it works with humans. And presumably, since angels are in closer union with God than we are right now, they reflect the divine nature in various ways that we don't. And the holy angels, being in spiritual union with God, will reflect the divine nature in even more ways than the fallen angels will. So in some way, they do participate in the divine nature, but they're not redeemed. And so the way in which they do it is going to be different than humans. But they do share the good ones in God's holiness, as well as in the knowledge and power and things like that that God has also graced them with.
Victoria, thank you very much for that call. Thank you for your kind words. We're about to take a break. That means you got a few minutes to call if you don't want to miss any part of the show.
And we got lots of lines open right now. They filled up a little bit earlier, but now I can see it looks like we've just got three people. So we've got lots of people standing by to take your call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. This is the perfect time to call because you won't miss anything. And you'll help us make that $10,000 challenge this hour. That's our goal for this hour. And we really need your help. So call us at 888-291-8000. We only have two people on right now. Give us a call, 888-291-8000.
Go to CatholicAnswersLive.com if you prefer the internet version. If you want to just pick up that phone and get it done real quickly, 888-291-8000. $10,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. We have not come close to using it up. 888-291-8000. We'll be right back.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. It is open forum for 2 hours today, a little unusual for a Wednesday, but it's a happy, unusual occurrence. 888-291-8000. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to give out the number. There are two different numbers today, so let me slow down for a minute. There's the usual number, 888-318-7884. If you have a question for Jimmy Akin, who is our guest this hour, 888-318-7884. Jimmy is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers and is happy to take any question that you have on the life, the faith, the history of the Catholic Church, and even questions of a more general religious and philosophical nature are very welcome when Jimmy is here. I will also just remind you real quick that we are in the midst of our quarterly pledge drive. These pledge drives are what make possible for Catholic Answers Live to continue broadcasting each day all around the country. These make it possible for us to keep the lights on and pay the bills. And what we hope to do, too, is to continue to keep expanding the platforms on which this program is available, because platforms keep presenting themselves with all the new technologies. We would like to be in as many places as we can all the time, sharing what we hope is just the plain truth about the Catholic Church, not our opinions, not our. I mean, you know, if someone asks for our opinion, we'll give it.
If it's a matter of opinion.
Yeah, but we're not trying to push an agenda, in other words, except that the agenda that is the Church's agenda, to share the fullness of the good news about Jesus Christ, the Church he left us, and the sacraments that the Church provides for our sanctification. We want everybody to know about that, and we think you do too, and we invite you to please help continue keeping that on the air. We have a $10,000 match this hour. The number to call for that to participate is 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
And we have people we want to thank, including Genevieve in Ohio, who has given $30. Louise in Ohio, who's given $100. Eileen in Virginia, who's given $25. Patrick in Maryland, who's given $50. Anne in Michigan, who's given $100. And David in El Paso, who's given $1,000. Thank you very much, David. He says he did it to catch up on his giving, and we very much appreciate it. That helps get us 10% of the way there to our $10,000 matching challenge this hour, and we really appreciate it. Thank you, David. In addition, by the way, in addition to getting the two books that I mentioned, Peter Kreef's 40 Reasons I Am a Catholic and Scott Hahn's The First Society, David will also be sending you a copy of the Augustine Institute's new DVD video set, Presence, The Mystery of the Eucharist. We'll be sending that to you and to everyone who's able to support us with a gift of $500 or more. And because you've given $1,000, we'll also be enrolling you in our President's Club. It's a special giving society that's open to everyone who gives us $1,000 or more during the course of a year. And so we'll be contacting you with information about the President's Club, which will entitle you to various additional benefits, including everything that Catholic Answers publishes in the course of the next year. So thank you very much, David, for your generosity. And you know, Si, if you think about it, that $1,000 a year to get into the President's Club, if you break that down, you know, say into monthly giving, you might not have $1,000 to give all at once, but if you did have the ability to, say, give $84 a month, that would put you in the President's Club. If you give $84 a month for 12 months, that's more than $1,000, and you would get all those benefits as well. And make Chris Check very happy.
And you know, in addition to that, who knows what the eternal consequences of that are, because that's what we believe at root, is that the gospel itself and the sacraments have an eternal power. And the more that we can help people overcome obstacles to their closeness with Jesus and his church, the more we can invite people into closeness with Jesus and his church, the more their eternal salvation is secured and their eternal reward increased. 888-291-8000 is the number. It's a kind of I suppose if we were of a certain mind, we would call it pay it forward. But Christ has paid it entirely. He's given this great gift of faith to us. We want to share it with everybody. And Catholics, I think, are coming alive in doing that. In all kinds of ways, you can see the Catholics around the country and around the world are taking up again that call to evangelize the whole world. And evangelize just means share the good news. And it is good news. And you can participate in that by supporting us here at Catholic Answers as we do our very best to share the truth about the Catholic Church. Give answers. That's all. People are looking for answers. We just want to share them. 888-291-8000 is the number. You can go to CatholicAnswersLive.com and give there. It is mobile friendly, so you can do that on your phone if you prefer. 888-291-8000 is the number. We are going to continue to take calls all hour this hour. So if you're on the line waiting to have your question answered by Jimmy, just hang on. We will get to it. And if you tuned in because you want to hear some Catholic Answers, we're not going to neglect that job. We just got to do a little fundraising for a minute here. 888-291-8000. I will tell you, I can count them. There are 7 lines full right now, and we have between 15 and 20 available.
Open, yeah.
So give a call, 888-291-8000. Will you support us? If you can pledge $20, it's $40 to us because it's matched this hour. If you can pledge $100, It's matched. It's 200. Maybe you are one of those especially blessed people, some of whom we have heard from. We just heard from David in Texas, who can make a pledge or a gift of $1,000, maybe even $5,000. Those are the things that make it possible for us to keep growing this apostolate and keep sharing the good news. 888-291-8000.
And we have more people to thank. Denise from Ohio has donated $250 and asked for prayers for her family. Therese from Texas has donated $100. Joel from North Carolina, $150. Pam from Arizona, $200. Lorraine from Ohio, $100. Judy from Michigan, $200. Robert from Ohio, $250. And also a donation from Olathe, Kansas for $1,500. So thank you very much. That gets us 15% of the way to our $10,000 matching goal this hour, and also means a new person has just joined the Catholic Answers President's Club, Chris Check's personal club that he
it's not a secret club.
It's not a secret.
We all want to be part of
this. I'm the one with the secret club.
Yes.
But
you can't. That doesn't make sense. You say on the radio, I have a secret club.
Yeah.
That seems slightly. I got to think about that. I got to work that through.
That's a topic for another day.
Yeah. Let's go to John in Dallas, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. John, thank you so much for your call. You're on with Jimmy Akin. Your question, please.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question. If I'm correct, wisdom is the second person of the Trinity, who is Jesus Christ. But wisdom is referred to as a woman in the Book of Wisdom, and I'm not sure how you reconcile those two things.
Okay. So in terms, obviously, Jesus as a human incarnated as a man. So he took on a male human nature, but in his divinity, he doesn't have a gender because God doesn't have genders. God includes the perfections of both masculinity and femininity and doesn't have a sex the way that we do. But in taking on a human nature, Jesus in his humanity took on a male one, and so he became a man. In terms of how to relate that to wisdom, it's natural that the Hebrews would depict wisdom as a woman when wisdom is personified, because in Hebrew, the word for wisdom, chokmah, is a feminine word. Just like in languages like Spanish, you have, you know, Latina would be a female person, whereas a Latino would be a male person. Hebrew words have gender as well, and chokmah happens to be a feminine word. So it would be natural then, if you're going to personify wisdom, to personify it as a woman. And that's what the author of Proverbs does. That doesn't mean, though, that Jesus would have to be a woman, because this is a metaphor. It's a personifications by their nature fall into the realm of metaphor and analogy, and that means they express aspects of the truth, but they're not meant to be taken literally. They're not full literal descriptions of the truth. They just convey aspects of the truth in a symbolic way, and so you can depict wisdom in this symbolic form as a woman without it requiring anything of or in any way restricting God's choice, when Jesus, who is the divine logos, which is also translated word or reason and is analogous to wisdom, it doesn't restrict his choice in any way when he becomes a human being. And so we just – in looking at the personification of wisdom as a woman, we can note that it's natural to do it that way in Hebrew because of the way the language works, but it's just a symbol and doesn't carry further implications for God.
Okay, John?
Great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, John. Another satisfied customer. Thanks so much for that call from Texas. I don't know if it just seems like the last couple of days, lots of calls from Texas, mm-hmm. lots of questions in Texas, and we appreciate that. Let's try Michael in Lafayette, Indiana, watching on Facebook. Thanks for joining us on Facebook, Michael. Your question for Jimmy.
I've heard there's been some talk about communion potentially for non-Catholic spouses, and that got me thinking about an even more fundamental issue. And why does the church allow interfaith marriage in the first place for the sacrament of matrimony?
Okay. Well, first of all, the reports that you've been hearing, they aren't about intercommunion in every circumstance with non-Catholic spouses. There are, actually, right now, non-Catholic spouses are allowed to receive in a number of different circumstances, such as, you know, if they're Eastern Orthodox, it's pretty easy to fulfill the conditions that are needed for them to receive communion in a Catholic church. In the case of Protestants, it is more difficult, but it's acknowledged that it's possible because they are baptized believers in Jesus Christ, their fellow Christians. And if they share the church's faith in the Eucharist, so they believe in the real presence, and if certain other conditions are fulfilled, then it's possible for them to receive communion in the Catholic Church. It's not common because those conditions aren't always met. In fact, they're not usually met. But it is something that's possible in principle. And in the same way, the church has judged that it is for pastoral reasons, even though it's not the ideal, it's judged for pastoral reasons that it is possible to have mixed marriages where you have a Catholic marrying a non-Catholic Christian. And it's even possible to have marriages where a Christian is married to a non-Christian. And there have been marriages like that from the first century onward because there were, for example, you'd have two Greeks who were pagans raised as worshipers of the Greek gods. One of them would become a Christian and one wouldn't. But the church still continued to respect their marriage and to honor their marriage and say, yeah, this person's your husband, you need to, or your wife, you need to live with them, you need to do what you can to raise the children Christian, but this is a real marriage. And so even though it's not the ideal, there have been situations in history and our situations today where the pastorally most prudent thing to do is to allow someone to marry, even though that person is the person they're marrying is not a Catholic. So it's basically a matter of pastoral prudence, and it's something that's always been part of church history.
Okay, Michael?
Okay, and so does the priest tell them like what they should be expected of the Catholic marriage, even though they're not Catholic?
According to the Code of Canon Law, the non-Catholic partner does need to be given instruction about what the Catholic's obligations are. Including going to Mass, doing what that person can to raise the children Catholic and things like that. And it's typically required that they participate in a course of marriage preparation with the Catholic fiancé in the local diocese. And as part of that process, understanding the Catholic and Christian vision of marriage is something that is going to be talked about. Yeah.
Michael, thank you so much for that call. Before we go to a break, I want to remind folks that we have a $10,000 match this hour. I see many, many lines open. So if you've been thinking about calling to help us help support this apostolate with your donation, give us a call, 888-291-8000 as we head into the break. 888-291-8000. Help us make sure we use up all of that generous matching gift that we have been given for this hour. 888-291-8000. We'll be right back after this with more on Catholic Answers Live.
We're here for you. Call now. Catholic Answers Live.
You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. A little bit of Wednesday open forum today, 2 hours of open forum. Open forum, of course, means that whether you're Catholic or not, you're welcome to call. It's rare the occasion where we say only Catholics or only non-Catholics, but sometimes we do. But we do want our non-Catholic friends sometimes fellow Christians, sometimes just friends we haven't met yet, to know that you're always welcome to call here, 888-318-7884. And the reason I'm stumbling over the phone number is because I got two phone numbers that I'm juggling in my head this hour. The second one being 888-291-8000, and that is the donation line, 888-291-8000.
A stranger's just a friend you haven't met. That's from like a Disney movie, isn't it?
I don't know where I that just popped into my head mm-hmm. while I was talking. And
Can always depend on the kindness of strangers.
Now that is a Tennessee Williams play.
That's right.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Streetcar Named Desire.
I knew it.
Blanche Dubois' philosophy.
I was testing you. Oh, that's right. Right. Okay. The things that you learn on Catholic Answers
yeah.
Live. The things that you learn. If somebody knows the where that a stranger is a just a friend you haven't met yet comes from, you post it on Facebook. That'd be helpful. Just to remind you folks, kind of reset here for a quick minute. We only have we'll be on the air for about 12 more minutes this hour. And in those 12 minutes, we want to make sure we get to $10,000 pledged or given, because we have a $10,000 match this hour. The number to pledge, 888-291-8000. We are going to go back to calls. We're going to do our regular job of answering questions about the Catholic Church. But so just for a few minutes here, while we've got you, we want to ask you to give a call. 5 lines are full right now. That means about 10 lines are available. 888-291-8000. Ooh, what does that mean, Jimmy?
You've been
Ooh.
Watching Barney.
Barney?
Yeah, the big purple dinosaur.
What does Barney say?
A friend is a stranger.
Is that where it comes
a friend
from?
You haven't met.
Well, I haven't watched Barney. Why wouldn't I watch Barney? It's like, would you
like,
have better,
like,
more
like,
intellectual shows that
I
you
like
watch?
The Animaniacs version of Barney.
We are
Baloney.
The Oh, he's called Baloney.
Yeah. Baloney is our friendly friend that we made up ourselves. Baloney is our friendly friend that we made up ourselves. That's how this Baloney song goes.
This is a meeting of intellectuals right now, Jimmy. When you and I are in the same room, that is some heavy hitting intellect. We're covering Barney. We're covering Disney movies. We're covering the Animaniacs. I want to give out that number, but I am going to go to a call right now. 888-291-8000. Please call and help support Catholic Answers.
Because we have only 15 minutes left in this hour, so we do need your support right now. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersLive.com.
Back to Texas we go. Matthew in Carrizo Springs, Texas, watching on YouTube. Thanks for joining us on YouTube, Matthew. Your question for Jimmy.
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Yep. What's your question?
Okay. What is the church's teaching on the development of doctrine? I know our Protestant brothers say that, you know, a lot of the things that we believe now in modern day Catholicism was not believed back then by the early Christians, that it was in a more, you know, simplified way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need something to respond with.
Okay. Well, even many people in the Protestant community will acknowledge that there is a development of doctrine that occurs over the course of time. It's rooted in the fact that Jesus said, to the disciples that he would give them the Holy Spirit who would lead them into all truth and bring to mind memory of the things that he had said and so forth. So the Holy Spirit would preserve in the church a knowledge of the things that Jesus said and help them understand those things by leading them into the fullness of the truth that God wanted revealed to mankind. So that's a process. The Spirit leads them. The Spirit doesn't just dump on them all the insights all at once. It's a transitional process. It's a leading experience. And it's something that's occurred over the centuries. That's only to be expected because as we've had now 20 centuries to reflect on the revelation that God gave us in Jesus, we've been able to think about it a little while and arrive at deeper insights that may not have been obvious to everyone right at first. But given those gaps of centuries and the continued action of the Holy Spirit on the believing community, we've penetrated more deeply and understood that revelation in a deeper fashion, which is what development of doctrine is. It's not inventing new doctrines out of nothing, but it's a greater understanding of the revelation we've already been given. And even many people in the Protestant community will admit that that's the case. So they'll acknowledge – not admit, that's the wrong word. They'll acknowledge that's the case. For example, I remember years ago when I was an evangelical, I listened to a tape ministry of a Presbyterian preacher named J. Vernon McGee. And I remember him talking about development of doctrine from a Protestant perspective. He acknowledged that, for example, because this is just ordinary history, everybody knows this, the divinity of Christ was defined at the First Ecumenical Council in 325. And then the divinity of the Holy Spirit was defined at the Second Ecumenical Council at Constantinople in 381. And then you had other early councils that were wrestling with the basic doctrine of God, because there were heresies popping up on these fundamental questions that went right to the core of the Christian faith. But then as those issues got settled, subsequently, theologians and councils went on to address more detailed issues. And so you can see this pattern unfolding in history where the big fundamental questions get dealt with first, and then as time progresses, the Holy Spirit leads the church into considering and figuring out specifically the details of other issues that are kind of lower down in the hierarchy of truths than, say, the divinity of Christ and the divinity of the Holy Spirit. And so he was, as a Protestant, perfectly prepared to acknowledge that that's a phenomenon that happens in history. And your Protestant friends, if they're historically aware, should be willing to acknowledge the same thing. They may not have a Catholic view on everything, but they should be able to acknowledge that, yeah, this is something that happens in history, and it's something that's rooted in biblical principles.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate the call. 888-318-7884 is the number for our open forum today. If you are thinking about calling in, if you've decided to call in and support Catholic Answers Live, support the ministry of Catholic Answers all around the world, we do need your support, and we do have a $10,000 match this hour. 888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000.
And we got lots of lines open, and we've got less than 10 minutes left in the hour now. So, and especially when we go – so now is a great time to call, but once we hit the break, there's going to be like 4 or 5 minute break between the hours. That's an even better time to call. So now is a great time, but coming up is a really great time to call, and we've got lots of people standing by with lots of lines open. So 888-291-8000.
Jimmy, on Facebook, Matthew typed in the following question. Do you, Jimmy mm-hmm. Aiken, do you agree that with the notion that the DC Universe moral compass has traditionally been more in line with Catholicism than Marvel's?
I don't know that I'd say Catholicism in particular, but I think the DC Universe has its moral compass set more in line with Christianity in general than Marvel has historically. Now, having said that, and I'm a DC fan primarily, but I also read Marvel. Having said that, there are a lot of Christian and even specifically Catholic elements in the moral universe. Daredevil is an explicitly Catholic superhero.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that's
right.
A theme. Catholicism is a theme that comes up regularly in Daredevil. Also, Ghost Rider. Johnny Blaze, back in the classic Ghost Rider series, there was a character who appeared. He had long hair and a beard, and he was just known as Johnny's friend. And the creator made it clear that he intended the friend to be Jesus Christ appearing to help Johnny redeem his soul.
Wow. All right. See, it is an open forum. You can ask any question you want, even about the DC and Marvel universes. Someone else asked about the morality of wielding Infinity Stones on Facebook, but maybe we'll get to that next hour.
Another time. Infinity Stones take a long time.
Oh, do they? Well, Infinity.
Yeah.
I mean, a whole bunch of people to thank. I want to ask if we can fill up the lines here as we go into the top of the hour break. We'll have that, as Jimmy said, extended break, and that is an opportunity to call and not miss anything on the show or to go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. I do want to let you know that if you're driving somewhere or if you don't have your credit card with you or you just can't deal with that right now, you got kids in the car or whatnot, you can call, give us your name and address, and we'll just send you a letter and you fulfill it however you like. You don't have to go through all the, you know, looking on the back of the credit card for the three numbers and all that. I don't know if they have to do that anyways, but I want to let you know that that's a possibility. If you just pick up the phone, call 888-291-8000. Help us use up this $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour just by making a pledge. We'll send you a letter. It'll be there in a few days and take care of it that way. A bunch of people to thank. Daniel in Owensburg, Kentucky. Thank you for your $500 gift. He wants prayers for his father and mother who are both struggling with medical issues. Daniel, I will send that off to our chaplain to be remembered. Doug in Dallas, Texas, $500 gift. Each of those is doubled to $1,000 given our a match this hour. Grant in Omaha, Nebraska, $35. Thank you so much, Grant. Ronald from Massachusetts, $25. Catherine from Ohio, $100. Christina in Worcester, Massachusetts, $10 a month, along with Aaron from Iowa, also $10 a month. Corey in Eders, Pennsylvania, $50 a month. Thank you all so much for your very generous donations. 888-291-8000 is the number to join them in supporting Catholic Answers and making this apostolate available and to continue to be available and thrive all around the world. 888-291-8000.
And we do have lots of lines open right now. There are the great majority of the lines are open, in fact. So if you can fill those up, that would be awesome. And by the way, I mentioned earlier in the hour, if you are able to donate $1,000 or more during the course of a year, you become a member of the President's Club. And that's just $84 a month. So if you're thinking about, you know, making a donation, ask yourself, could I afford $84 a month? If you could, then you'd become a member of the Catholic Answers Live President's Club and enjoy all the benefits of that, including getting everything that Catholic Answers publishes for free during the course of that year.
888-291-8000 is that number. We are going to take our usual top of the hour break, and we'll be back for a full hour of open forum. Jimmy's going to stay right here with me. Open forum means any question you've got about the Catholic faith, we're going to do our best to answer it. Don't forget that number. Give it a dial, 888-291-8000. We'll be right back with more after this on Catholic Answers Live.